أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة إن الله مع الصابرين. In the previous ayat, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala commanded us with making the dhikr of Allah, making shukr, and we must, in that is included all the commandments of Allah ta'ala. That is, throughout our lives, every moment, we must observe and fulfill the commands of Allah ta'ala and stay away, وَلَا تَكْفُرُونَ, and stay away from all the disobedience of Allah ta'ala for every moment in our lives. It's quite clear that is not easy for a person. Every moment, everywhere where he is, to fulfill all the commands of Allah ta'ala properly and to stay away from all the disobedience. So in this ayat now, Allah ta'ala makes it easy that for you on your own as a human being, it's not easy for you, but Allah ta'ala is that most merciful being that he made this farz upon us, and then he made all the means to make it easy also for us. Like, just for example, father sits in the driving seat and he puts his little 2-year-old child on his lap. And the child is holding the steering, and the child goes home and is happy, I drove today. He didn't drive, the father did everything, he just put his hand there a little. Or the father holds his hand and let him walk, and he feels, I'm walking. But it is the father who is leading him. So just like that, Allah does everything for us. But Allah is so kind, as it comes in the hadith, that when a person does all good and he says, it's only by the tawfiq of Allah. Allah says, but my banda, you also did it, you did it. And when a person feels, I did it, then Allah said, without my tawfiq, you won't be able to do anything. So Allah makes everything easy for us also. So Allah Ta'ala says, to make it easy, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اسْتَعِينُوا بِالصَّبْرِ وَالصَّلَاةِ. اے مسلمانوں, مدد لو صبر اور نماز سے. O Muslims, seek the help of Allah to obey Allah, to fulfill all His commands all the time, and to stay away from His disobedience fully with two things, sabr and salat, namaz. Sabr is that power which Allah Ta'ala has given us, that when a person, the desire of any guna comes, whether it is lust, looking at a woman, any illicit affairs, etc., whether it be drugs or alcohol, that desire and that craving for that comes. So Allah Ta'ala has given us that power of sabr, which is within us. Like a car which has got a lot of power, and you just put your leg down on the accelerator and it shoots forward. So that car has got power brakes also. Wherever you apprehend any difficulty, then immediately apply brakes. So any desires which are of haram, that comes in a person. And many of us, generally, we are led to think that I can't help it. I'm so overwhelmed with this desire of mine, of committing this guna, of doing this evil. I can't stay away from it. That is a shaitani thought, or it is our ignorance. We haven't educated ourselves, and that we don't know we have got that power within us. And that is, so Allah says, that sabr which you have got, take help from that sabr. You have got that brakes in you, apply the brakes. Don't say, now the car is just moving forward, I can't do anything. Allah has given you your brakes, use your brakes. So sabr is that great power which Allah Ta'ala has given everyone. The desires of guna also Allah has placed, and Allah has given us the ability to control it also. So the sabr is a very, very great ni'mat of Allah Tabaruk wa Ta'ala, which Allah Tabaruk wa Ta'ala has given us. Sabr is that great ibadat that one is shukr a person makes, which is also a great ibadat. And opposite to shukr is sabr. With regard to this, the Sufiya, they discuss this, which is more superior. Is shukr more superior or sabr? With regard to shukr, Allah Ta'ala says Allah will increase His ni'mats for you. And with regard to sabr, Allah Ta'ala says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ مَأَ الصَّابِرِينَ. Allah is with those people who make sabr. So the stages of sabr are much more higher. That you get the ma'iyat, you get the companionship, the closeness of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala when you make sabr. So whenever desires of any wrong come, let us realize we have got the power, we can stop ourselves. So just use it and stop ourselves, and immediately you will find Allah is with you. And when Allah is with you, which means the great, great power of Allah is now on your side. Nafs and shaitan also can't do anything to that person. On whose side Allah Ta'ala is, which overpowers everything. So we just have to use that quality of sabr which Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala has given us. And in this way we can overpower our nafs, we can overpower shaitan also. So and with this then, it will become easy to fulfill every command of Allah Ta'ala. For example, Fajr, it was a short night. Perhaps we didn't get a good sleep's night, good night's sleep also. And now we find it a bit difficult to get up. Sabr is to control that desire of sleep. And that now it is the command of Allah. The minute a person just puts a little bit of thought to it and keep his mind over his desires, you will see he can easily, he will get up and he will come for Fajr. And the minute you make that decision, that determination, Allah's help is with you. And when Allah's help is with you, Allah will make it easy. And not for that one occasion, Allah will open the doors in front also. And always Allah Ta'ala will make it easy. When this desire of guna comes in a person, then it is his nafs, his desires, what he wants. At that time, the sabr is that Allah has given us brains also. So use your brains. A person, for example, he wants to take drugs. So the craving is there. He feels, I cannot stay, I must have it now. But let him use his brains that this is going to destroy my life. This is going to destroy my health. This is going to destroy my family, my reputation, everything. Use the brains which Allah has given and work it out and calculate it and see, I'll satisfy this craving of mine for now, for a few hours, a day or so. But then the consequences, I will suffer forever. And then, so control yourself. Use the brains which Allah Ta'ala has given you. Hazrat Maulana Shah Ashraf Ali Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali says that never follow your desires. Keep your brains, your aqal, your brains above your desires. Control yourself with your brains. And don't make your brains also your God, your Allah. Keep Allah above your brains also. Even brains make mistakes. So don't use your brains over your desires. And over your brains, see the command of Allah. What does Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say? What are the commands of Allah and the hadith? Follow that. In that way, a person will easily be able to overcome his desires. And it's a matter of doing it two or three times. And then Allah takes away that craving. And it comes again, but it comes in a very weakened form. Very weak, and easily a person can control it, and for his whole life he can control it easily. May Allah give us this understanding and the ability to practice upon the beautiful teachings of the Quran and make our lives accordingly, inshallah. Wa akhiru da'wana.